My name is Susan Amos, and I'm a longtime resident of Sackville, New Brunswick. And I've just written a book on our foundries to celebrate the special anniversary year of the foundries this year. A foundry is a place where they make products. It started out cast iron products originally, so the old wood stoves that we know about, water heaters, room heaters, fireplace grates, anything at all that was made of cast iron, it was made in a foundry. And the molding shop is what I think most people who know about foundries think of when they think of a foundry, the place where the iron is melted in the furnace and it becomes liquid and they pour it into the ladles and then they pour it into the mold. So that's what they started out as. And then as technology improved and advanced, they began to make steel products. So the more modern ranges, the combination wood and electric or wood and gas, they were all steel. And so that was kind of the area they moved into. And something that a lot of people probably don't know is that Enterprise actually designed and manufactured Canada's first microwave oven in the 1970s, 1977 it was. So, but you don't think of microwaves as being a foundry product. It really was the cast iron and then the steel. And then they used tin as well for the ductwork for the furnaces, that kind of thing. The plants were huge. They had so many shops and different things that they did. It was really a learning experience to learn all about the different operations that went on in the foundries. They did everything. Fawcett's and Enterprise were perhaps special in that way, in that they did everything from the beginning to the end. It was all in-house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a saying, it takes a village to raise a child. I've learned that this book, it took a village really to do it. So I'd say close to 50, at least 50 people have been involved in either sharing their stories or providing me with information. A librarian at Mount Allison, Elizabeth Miller, I call her my angel librarian because she was just so hugely helpful. So yes, I would say at least 50. So that's my village.
Yeah, for the book.
Each foundry had a different whistle, so that wherever you lived, when you heard the whistle, you knew, okay, that's not mine, or yes, that's mine. So they began the shifts with the whistle, and they had lunch breaks with the whistle, and the end of the day, that was how people knew who were waiting for their family to come out of the foundries. It was the whistles that controlled everything. So I interviewed about 16 people that are still around who worked at either Fawcett's or Enterprise or the third foundry, Enterprise Fawcett. And I asked them, pretty well all of them, how was it in the town between the people that worked at the foundries and the people that worked either as farmers or at the university or over at the penitentiary in Dorchester? And Greg Martin, I think, had the most eloquent response to that. He said, you know, we all had the same goal. We all just wanted to look after our families. So I didn't have any reports from anybody that there was tension or people didn't get on. I don't think there was a lot of mixing, but even in its heyday, when the majority of people would have been employed at the foundries, it was the relationships in the town amongst the residents were very harmonious, as far as I was told from the people that I interviewed. Mm-hmm. In its heyday, back in the 50s, between the two foundries, there would have been 800 and some odd people working there. But by the time the foundry closed in 2012, there were only about, I would say, 60 people that were working then, and it was seasonal work, so they shut down in the winter time. So the impact wasn't felt as much as it would have been if it had shut down in its heyday. They had had labor troubles because the industry was just going downhill all over the world. It wasn't just here in Sackville. So they had had labor disputes and difficulties keeping up with the salary. So I think that it wasn't such a big shock when the foundry finally closed. Everyone had kind of seen the writing on the wall, so yeah.
That's Susan Amos, author of Foundries of Sackville, the latest publication by the Tanchamar Heritage Trust, out just in time to celebrate the 170th and 150th anniversary of Sackville's foundries. Amos will talk about the new book and have slides to share in a launch this Saturday at 2 p.m. at Town Hall.